Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
44121.
Okay, and the first and last name?
Judith, K-O-F-F-M-A-N.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
4017 Verona Road, South Euclid, Ohio, 44121.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered our neck massager on January 20th with you paying $7.95 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
I also received a bill. My statement is showing a bill for, oh, I just lost you. One second here. I'll pull it back up. 56.95.
Yes, ma'am. This was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. In the terms and conditions, it did state that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $56.95. That starts your first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the best consumer gadget club on the web.
Well, okay, this has happened before, too. I do not recall reading anything about acquiring membership. I did not want membership. I just wanted the item. I would never have ordered it if I realized it was going to cost me $56.95 because I thought I ordered it at $0 because of the promotion. I don't want membership. I very, very seldom buy anything online. So I would like to void that amount and not become a member.
Okay, ma'am. So what I could do for you is issue you a 35% refund. And this does with you agreeing to our terms and conditions, ma'am. And this also cancels the account to prevent all future charges.
Yes. Tell me again why I would still have to pay.
With you agreeing to our terms and conditions. Now, the best that I could do is a 50% refund.
Okay, first it was 35, now the best is 50. Make the best all of it.
I do apologize, ma'am, but the best is the 50% refund. That's the best I can do.
What is the name of this company?
Consumer Gadgets.
Consumer Gadgets. So you're telling me because I didn't agree to the terms.
No, since you did agree to them, the best I could do. Yes, ma'am, the best I could do is a 50%.
So that would make this 28.48. Okay, since my card has been deactivated because I did not recognize this amount.
So did you dispute the charge, ma'am?
Say again?
Did you dispute the charge?
Well, I'm disputing the fact that there's any charge at all because I ordered an item that didn't cost, you know, I paid for the shipping and handling, and the item was $0. I had no idea that there was another member, you know, that I wasn't planning to join Consumer Gadgets or any other company. So to show up with a $56 charge for something that I had no idea what I was, you know, what that was for, I would like to dispute it, but you're telling me I can't because I signed it. But if I signed it, how come you're able to give me any kind of discount?
Excuse As a courtesy, ma'am.
As a courtesy. All right. Well, I cannot say bill it to the card again because the card has been deactivated.
Well, ma'am,
so
as long as you're still with the same bank, the refund will go into this to your bank account.
It will. So I should call my bank and tell them to expect a charge from Consumer Gadgets for $28.48.
Correct.
Okay. Well, then, that's what I will do. And then I'm going to go back to my promise to myself that I don't buy things online. And I think I will continue to not buy things online. Well, thank you for your help. And this will mean I will get no more bills from Consumer Gadgets for anything?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, I see. You just sent me an email or a message. What was that on? Okay. Okay, I will take care of this from now, and you will get paid somehow for $28.48.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
I don't think so, unless it's just to void the whole charge.
I do apologize, ma'am.
No, wait a minute. What is? I'm getting all kinds of cancellation notifications, but I don't think they're all you, are they?
Well, you might receive them.
Try Hot Consumer Deals.
Correct.
That's you, right? Let me get back to the email and see how many of those actually came in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are these all for the same thing?
It could be, ma'am.
It says 28.48 back to your payment method. Again, it doesn't say for what item. Let me see what the next one says. This email is to inform you that your subscription status has been recently updated and any ongoing or all future charges have been canceled as per your request. Okay. Then the next one says the exact same thing. Okay. The next one says the exact same thing. Why am I getting so many? And the next one says the exact same thing. And they're all coming from you, from your company. Okay, well, what it's telling me then is that the account has been canceled, I will not be billed again, and you're going to bill that card for $28.48. Is that our summary of the whole thing?
Correct.
Okay, then I will thank you for your assistance and call my bank.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.